Hey everyone, Wednesday, March 1st, 2023. My name's Will. I'm going to run through today's morning brief, starting with a look at performance from the major areas yesterday. Really, not a ton of technical action again to talk about. The biggest mover was crude oil, up about 1.8%. No material change to that chart, though. On the downside, EFA, developed markets ETF, continued to exhale down about 70 basis points, along with the Dow and EEM, the emerging markets ETF. So not a ton of top line performance. I'm just gonna, because I didn't do this yesterday for the major indices, just run through these real quick. Then I'm gonna mention a fair amount of earnings that came out this morning. S&P 500 has yet to reverse up into X's to establish a new support level. We've sliced through probably, let's see, a couple levels now. We're testing 3960. We have some more support between 3880 and 3900. So hopefully we'll catch a bid somewhere in here and establish a new support level. At the moment, still on two consecutive sell signals, technically in the negative trend as well, continuing the range bound posture that we've seen. For the Dow, we're closer to some key support. I would expect 32,600 to hold or act as some area of notable demand, given that we've bottomed out here a number of times before. So again, that's 32,600 on the Dow that we have an opportunity to establish some support at. Like the S&P, it's still pretty range bound. The dollar, keep an eye on this. No chart change, like I said yesterday, but we are getting close to that 105.50 level. It should be a key area of resistance. Should that act as an area of resistance and the dollar rolls over again to the downside, we could see some additional tailwinds for equities. Should the dollar, though, break resistance at 105.50 and hit 106, that'd be a material change on this chart, in my view, especially given how the dollar tends to trend with consecutive signals. So keep an eye on that. Haven't done it yet, but we have gotten close. First day of March. I did this yesterday for those who watched the morning update. If you watch it every single morning, I'm sorry for doing this again. But for those that missed it, this is a piece we put in the report earlier in the month of February, just talking about seasonality. February, you can see right here, is one of the weaker seasonally strong months. So November to April, you'll note February has some of the lower median returns. March, though, has some of the more positive and highly positive return. So what I mean by that, 70% of the time, roughly, the month of March is positive, and you've seen a gain, a median gain since 1957, over 1.5%. So hopefully we get some of that. We know the back half of February has been weak, which is another seasonal kind of on trend observation. So hopefully March turns around a bit for us. For the month of March, by the numbers here, the best was a 9.7% return. The worst was a 12.5% return, which I said yesterday, we know where that one came from. But seasonality, I think, does turn positive for us as we enter the new month. Okay, for earnings this morning, a fair amount of names came out. I want to start with Lowe's. Earnings per share beat, and the guidance was largely in line. So no really material change, at least at a high level, kind of fundamental news point. The stock's a four attribute name, has been range bound, but holding its bullish support line right here. We'll see if it'll be able to do that again this morning. It's up marginally pre-market, nothing notable, but it looks like we will be able to hold 200, and hopefully we'll reverse back up into X into 212 to hold that bullish support line. So it's four attribute stock, could be actionable. I'd really like to see it break 220 to 224. The other name I want to talk about is going to be Kohl's. It missed and guided down on their results. The stock is down pretty large pre-market right now. So we could see a test maybe of these lows around $25, $24. Nonetheless, this is a two attribute name, bottom of the matrix. So this is going to be a stock that we're going to continue to avoid. If you do have some exposure, we would look to get out on a rally. The other one is going to be Monster, MNST. The headline results were weaker, but right now the street takeaway seems to be pretty positive. This is a five attribute stock, has been a really strong name in the food and beverages slash soap stock sector matrix for quite some time now. Broke out of this really long trading range. Looks like we may get another buy signal today at 106. This is a pretty constructive name in a generally more defensive sector, so I would continue to recommend, and this is on my focus list as a potential buy candidate. And as you can see, the last one is going to be Ross. They guided below expectations, but there is some talk about this stock typically being kind of conservative on the guidance. It's a four attribute name right now. Chart looks decent despite the recent sell signal. As long as you hold support at 108, if we get a reversal up into X's, I think the chart still looks healthy. Fewer names, stronger in that retailing space. So that's another name to look towards on maybe some earnings movement today. Also, with the beginning of the month, I wanted to conclude with the models page today. If you have model alerts, make sure to follow them to the models page, models and products, models, to see what was bought and sold. There are a fair amount of month-end evaluation models, especially stock models. So come here, see what was traded. Always know that you can use that view all activity button right here to see all the changes that took place over the past 7 days. If you want to be really specific, you can break it down by filters across the top, or maybe we just put 1 or 2 days to see what models were traded at month end. So those are the updates I had for you this morning. Appreciate the time. David will be with you all tomorrow morning.